The invitation seems safe enough. An invite to Biomedical Research Day. While the name didn't imply the heritage and charm of, say, an Arbor Day celebration, it didn't sound nearly as cynical as Sweetest Day. And, since it was held on a Friday morning, a visit to Biomedical Research Day did provide an office alibi while getting an early start to the weekend. So, with mic, recorder, and notebook in tow, I made my way to the medical campus and onto the fifth floor of UB's sparkling new Clinical and Transactional Research Center for Biomedical Research Day, where, the invitation reminded me, over 100 student scientists from all over North America would discuss their research they had conducted at UB this summer.
So that's noise.
Hi.
Hi.
You're Jillian?
Yes, Jillian Escobar.
Can you tell me about your research project? What were you guys focusing on?
Antibiotic resistance in E. coli, mostly. It's something that all bacteria have the capacity to do, and it's a big problem in infection
All those
control,
naps in high school biology were quickly becoming a source of regret.
My name is Jesse Polanco, and I'm from the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez. In the nervous system, there are some diseases called demyelinating diseases. Axons are myelinated, and that helps send the signal from one neuron to the next. But when you lose that coding, you slow down the signal, and you may also destroy the axon so you don't get signal. So
these are the moments when it's best to make like a reporter bobblehead doll. Hold the mic steady and keep nodding in agreement. And when that begins to fail, find somebody in charge.
It's Terry Connell.
And your position?
So I'm a professor in the medical school in microbiology and immunology, but my role here is that is twofold. I'm a director of the summer undergraduate research experience at the medical school, and also the sort of volunteer coordinator of this entire research day.
Terry Connell explained that six different programs from UB, Roswell Park, the Hoffman Woodward Institute, provide students with a chance to conduct a wide array of research.
There are 10-week programs ending on August 2nd, or I think Roswell's ends a little bit later, so we're talking about around the 1st of July or so it starts. And most of the programs, at least the undergraduate programs, we really try to concentrate on the students between their junior and senior years. Because the idea is we want to give them a taste of research. If this is what they really want to do, for instance, for our program, the SURE program, you don't get rich. It's a $3,000 stipend for the 3 weeks, or 10 weeks, and then we pay for their housing on campus. As I tell them, you're not going to get rich doing it, but you're going to be here learning something, doing something is fun, and it's a lot better than working at a fast food joint over the summer.
First of all, your name again is?
Ashlyn Norris.
Tell me about your research. What did you do?
The point of the research project was to look at the brain damage caused by IEDs going off in military and civilians. So we built this air cannon that gives off sounds of 190 decibels, which is equivalent to a bomb going off, like as you're standing right next to it.
You're not hearing that out of a junior working at your neighborhood Big Burger or area theme park.
What's nice about this is that it gets students away to a different locale. The advantages for the researchers and all is, of course, they're away from all distractions, everybody they know, and they tend to gravitate as a group. So we house them all together, in one dormitory. It also gives them a chance to look at a different university and see how people do things in a different way. They know about the research most of the time at their own institution. Come take a look at somewhere else. So it really broadens their view of what's available, I think.
After 10 weeks researching in Buffalo, coming from as far away as Hawaii and Puerto Rico, the students seem to have a growing passion for science and an appreciation for where they've been.
And how has it gone?
Pretty good. I really enjoyed this place, and I really enjoyed the investigation that I did, and it's really fun. I would like to come back to do a PhD.
I like the Buffalo Hot Wings. The way they make them back at Puerto Rico, it's not the same. They were way better here, and it's nice. People are nice here.
Biomedical Research Day offered so much more than expected. Talented, motivated, brilliant young people with charm and wit who love science and seem to have a wisdom well beyond their years, like Ashlyn Norris, who lives in Chautauqua County, but attends Georgia Tech.
Thank you.
How's Georgia Tech's football team going to be this year?
Hopefully better. They haven't been very good the 2 years I've been there, but everyone loves the football team.
All right. Nice.
Even though we're not too good, everyone always comes to the games.
Well, coming from the Buffalo area, about not having a good football team, right?
They're not as bad as the Bills, but pretty close.
Very good. Thanks, Ashlyn.
Yeah,
nice meeting you.
You too.
At Biomedical Research Day on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.